Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee.
It is 7:39 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 72 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103, or if you're sitting at your computer, just go to Facebook Live. Just go Facebook at WRHI. We are live there, and in studio, you're going to see that today I am really outnumbered, but in a good way. I'm also, if anything were to happen right now, I would be in the best of care, right?
Very true. It's good to have one Eagle Scout. It's even better when you've got two Eagle Scouts.
I know.
We've got twins, Grant
and good day.
Alex Bonin. And they recently completed their Eagle Scout project, and they're here on Palmetto Mornings to tell us more about it. And good morning to you both.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you're from Troop 277 that meets out of St. Anne,
yes.
Correct? All right. And what we've learned over the years with the Eagle Scout, to get your Eagle Scout ranking, you have to do a community project. And Alex, we'll let you start. Kind of talk a little bit about what your projects were, because you guys work together on one, but it's got different... You can look at it from different angles.
And lean in real good right there so we can catch every word.
Yep. So my Eagle Scout project was to install 4 community flag drop boxes throughout Rock Hill at different area fire stations where people can properly retire their flags.
So if I have an American flag at home that's just, you know, at the end of her life, you don't throw them in the trash can. So there's a proper way to dispose of them. Now I can go to any of the fire departments in Rock Hill and just drop them off in the box?
Yes, there are two fire. We have it at Fire Station 2 on Cherry Road. And then we have Fire Station, I believe, 5 in behind Lowe's. And then we have a Newport location and a Bethesda location serving the whole area of Rock Hill.
Well, that is fantastic. And you, really, you both felt there was a need, obviously, for helping our community understand that there is a protocol. There's respect in terms of retiring an American flag. Grant, tell us what you focused on in terms of this mission that you guys have.
So then, for my project, well... It's all well and good when you can collect the flags, but for my part, I created a plaza with a fire pit and informative sign to serve as a proper designated place to retire these flags. So any of these groups like scout troops or like the VFW or anything like that, if they have these worn out flags, they now have that area to do it at.
And that area is located at Winthrop Lake?
Right. It's on the Winthrop Athletic Complex above the lake near a building called The Shack. So it's up in that area.
And this Saturday, there's a ceremony to kind of honor both of you all, especially that plaza, as we are approaching Flag Day, which is on June the 14th. But talk about what's happening this Saturday, June the 12th.
So June the 12th, that's when I'm going to officially dedicate my plaza. So we're going to have all sorts of people there. We're going to have, like, Daughters of the American Revolution, Children of the American Revolution, all there.
Mayor John Geddes?
Yes.
Yes.
He's on your lineup. You better be there.
Hey, John, if you're listening.
So that's when we're going to have the first flag retirement ceremony there and dedicate the plaza.
So it's really going to be a wonderful ceremony that you have organized and an opportunity to really understand and show the respect of what the flag represents. Why was this so important? I mean, when you're choosing a project to earn that Eagle Scout honor, I mean, you really have anything that to choose from. I mean, it's totally what you feel connected to and a way to improve an area that everybody can benefit from. So why this?
Well, when we first joined the troop we're in now, we started helping out with some of these flag retirement ceremonies. And, like, I especially realized that there wasn't really, like, a dedicated spot for them. Usually they would just go wherever they could find a fire pit.
Or the American Legion.
Or the American
VFW.
Legion or any of these. So I just figured that there was a community need there for something that's like a more public use, available, designated spot for that.
We're speaking awesome. With Alex and Grant Bonin. They are now Eagle Scouts, and they've got their focus was on the proper retirement of an American flag. Once she has reached the end of her life, there is a proper way to dispose of those flags, and these two Eagle Scouts have come up with two great ways to serve the community. Alex, you and Grant are attend St. Anne. You're 15 years old. When you tackle a project like this, I assume you have to have like a marketing plan. You have to do some fundraising. You have to probably build some of this, I assume. What does that part of it look like? Because at 15, I can tell you, I was the age I'm at now, I wouldn't know where to start. So it's just a tip of the hat to you all at 15 that you can do that. But walk us through, if you can, briefly, what that process looked like.
Yes. So we went through multiple pieces of planning, whether it was budget, materials we need, everything to just come to the end project and actually doing the work at the for mine specifically at the different fire stations. But there's also a lot more behind the scenes, such as talking to people, getting donors, and yeah, just
that is so true. There's always more involved, especially when most people just see the final work.
Yeah.
They don't take the time to think about what it costs. So I'm just curious, like, what was the investment that you had to raise, you know, in talking to donors and those who are supporting your project?
So mine, each of the drop boxes cost $1,500.
Wow.
So four of those plus cost, but I got all four of the drop boxes fully sponsored by donors.
Awesome.
So, wow. Because yeah. That would have been, what, $5,000?
$6,000, yeah.
So how do you even design a box? I mean, like, where do you – did you go to Pinterest? I mean, where do you go?
we got them off a American flag security cabinet.
Well, there gotcha. You go.
In Minnesota. I liked it because it was made in the U.S. Mm-hmm. The material was graffiti resistant, and I thought it would last the longest.
See?
Oh, you got to think of everything.
Thinking ahead.
Yeah. That's very smart. And then for Grant, for your part?
For my part, mine was probably only in the range of like 1,000, maybe like 1,200. With mine, the main challenge was getting like that big work day in where I had all of the other scouts from my troop helping out to put the finished project together.
And permission, because that's what you did is going to be a permanent place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're very proud of you, of Alex and Grant Bonin. They are the latest Eagle Scouts in our community. You can see their work on display with an event that's going to take place Saturday, June the 12th at 10 a.m. at the plaza, correct? Mm-hmm. At Winthrop Lake by the Shack. And I guess people can bring their old, tattered, or just time to retire their American flags to this event, and you can see it in action. Mm-hmm. Well, Grant and Alex, congratulations. The sky's the limit, and our community's better because we've got you guys in it for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.